This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. Both sides make their arguments to the news media as closing arguments wrap up in the Trump New York civil fraud trial. The former president, his two adult sons, and other business associates are accused of inflating the value of property in order to get better real estate loans. Trump with reporters after Thursday's proceeding.
We've proven this case so conclusively. We've asked for directed verdict many times. They don't have any facts. They don't have any evidence against us.
New York Attorney General Letitia James says no one is above the law.
The point is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how rich you are, that no one is above the law, and that the law applies to all of us equally and fairly.
Reversing course from an earlier decision, the judge in the case allowed Trump 5 minutes to offer closing statements of his own. Trump used the time to make accusations against the judge. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. However, many conservative GOP lawmakers have balked at the proposal, saying it does not go far enough to cut spending. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's now a lawsuit filed against Boeing in the wake of that Alaska Airlines door plug near disaster 1 week ago. Also, the FAA is launching a new investigation into the matter. On Friday last week, a door plug on the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft went flying off, causing the Alaska Airlines flight cabin to depressurize and forcing an emergency landing. The lawsuit claims the ordeal caused physical, emotional, and economic pain for the passengers on board. Meanwhile, the FAA suspects Boeing may have neglected to ensure its plane was entirely buttoned up. Former President Trump is not ready to speak about a potential choice for vice president.
Well, I can't tell you that, really. I mean, I know who it's going to be.
Give us a hint.
I'll give you. We'll do another show sometime.
At a Fox News town hall event Wednesday, Trump's still leading GOP polls by a wide margin. But the field is beginning to shrink even more. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie dropped out of the race Wednesday, leaving just Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and entrepreneur Gubernur Vivek Ramaswamy as the remaining Republican candidates. The next winter storm marching across the U.S. is bringing significant new snowfall to Midwest states already hit hard this week. Nearly a dozen Midwest states are facing heavy snow and ice from the storm through the next 24 hours. Much of Iowa under a blizzard warning. Heaviest snowfall is expected through the day today, but it will be followed by several days of frigid sub-zero temps. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Richard Bartlett, emergency room medical doctor, is going to be joining us now. Dr. Bartlett, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir. Oh, we're not working here. Okay, let's see. We've got a little problem with the phone number here. Let's see what we can do. Okay, well. We wanted to talk to Dr. Bartlett as a, you know, we got certain things, new things that are happening right now regarding, you know, our government, what they're doing, you know, with this next iteration of COVID, supposedly. I mean, if you're ready for this, he's sounding the alarm on America's frightening new bat lab. It's a $12 million taxpayer-funded NIH research facility in Colorado that's been importing bats from Asia and infecting them with deadly diseases, if you can believe that stuff. Boy, that's just crazy. So we're trying to connect with him. For some reason, our phones are not connecting with him. And I guess it's going right to maybe, I wonder if he's in an emergency. Maybe so. It's just going to voicemail is what it is. It's just dying. So the number, let me double check and see if there's something here. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Normally, you see, you're not allowed to have direct conversations, supposedly, with, you know, with the studio. But, you know, yeah, I've got 631. Yeah, that's the number that they gave me. Let me it's just dying on the vine there for whatever reason. Okay. Well, we've got some issues here. Let's see if there's anything else that came up that I should be aware of. No, it's not. So we're just going to stand by and see if we can heal this thing when we get to break. But meanwhile, one of the things I wanted to talk to Dr. Bartlett about, this is kind of breaking news here regarding the WHO. As you know, and we've been reporting on this, Joe Biden, in a backroom sort of deal, has been trying to subordinate our sovereignty in the event of a next pandemic. And he wants to surrender our authority to the WHO. Let the WHO handle it. And of course, it's quite obvious why this is a problem, because the WHO didn't do such a great job when COVID-19 came about, as you recall. I'm not sure they got anything right whatsoever. And so the answer here is that for Joe Biden anyway, and many countries, the majority of countries around the world, for that matter, have signed on to this deal, assigning the WHO the responsibility of handling and executing anything to do with the pandemic. You know, all rules, all mandates, everything will come from the WHO. They will decide what's best for the world, and they're in charge, in large, okay? And Joe Biden wants to turn it over to them. I know, it's insane. I get that, but you need to be aware of what is happening and how dangerous Joe Biden has been for this country. Now, keep in mind, the latest news, which I said is breaking, they have given transgender activists, and let me see, if you're setting up the WHO and you want them to be in charge of this medical panel, okay, what kind of people do you want on this board to handle this? You would think, you would hope maybe objective medical professionals, maybe professionals that executed COVID, when COVID was here, and they had a lot of success and bring a lot of knowledge and experience to the table. No, not necessarily. According to the WHO, they've given transgender activists a majority of the seats in a panel that is drafting healthcare policies for children. Yes, you heard that right. Transgender activists, a majority of the seats in a panel that's drafting healthcare policies for children. How does that make sense? You know, but again, this is the world in which we live in. We were talking about this earlier with Liz Peek. It's all about checking boxes, right? As long as the boxes are checked, somehow it makes sense for them, and it's all hunky-dory. This has been unbelievable that this has taken place. So I just got a note from Dr. Bartlett here. And so I'm going to pause for just a moment and let you know what I'm doing. I'm giving him our studio number so that he can call us. And maybe we can get connected this way and not wait a couple more minutes. But getting back to the WHO, they this idea of what's happening in our government and this government mentality is it's about checking boxes. You got the right pronoun, or you right color, all this sort of stuff, and what is it leading to? And we're realizing, in terms of common sense, to not very good results time and again. You know, as Liz Peek pointed out, and here we are, in hoping that 2024 seems to be there's some hope here that we're starting to see some common sense starting to reign and people making better decisions. But unfortunately, WHO has not gotten the memo, and here it is. I mean, to give you an idea, one of the supposed experts displays a "Be Gay, Do Crimes" tattoo. Okay, 11 members of the WHO's 21-member panel have no formal medical training. Okay. You're on the World Health Organization. You haven't had any medical training, okay? Amazing. 7 are transgender. Just 10 have a medical background, according to a report by Daily Mail. Can you imagine how frustrating that is going to be for these 10 people who have had a medical background? I don't know what range of a medical background that involves there, but that's what's going on. Well, Dr. Richard Bartlett, we're able to connect with him, and we bring him on now, and so we're going to make the most of this segment here for about 2.5 minutes. Dr. Bartlett, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Bill. I'm honored to be with you.
Well, sorry for the connection problems here, but anyway, I'm glad you finally got connected to us. I was just sharing with the audience, this is kind of breaking news. I don't know if you saw this or not, but the WHO has announced their medical panel, you know, that's going to be in charge of setting global child-rearing rules. And they have determined that they need to have quite a diverse group on this panel. 7 are which are transgender activists, a majority of the seats in a panel that is drafting healthcare policies for the kids. I think the other part of it is that they only have, of the 21-member panel, very few have formal medical training. 7 are transgender, just 10 have a medical background. Okay, so these are the people that are going to be setting up policies, through the WHO. incredible, right?
It is. And so, you know, what kind of idiots are in charge? Do we need the WHO? Do we need the UN? I don't think so. Look what they've done for us so far.
Exactly. Joe Biden wants the WHO to be in charge of the next pandemic, Dr. Bartlett. Are you ready for that?
Speaking of, did you know?
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us. More from Dr. Richard Bartlett after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
We are coming to you, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. We've got Dr. Richard Bartlett, emergency room medical doctor, joining us. And Dr. Bartlett, as we were talking about the WHO, they did such a great job in the last pandemic. I don't know when I review what happened when we were dealing with COVID. I don't know that the WHO got anything right whatsoever. And it is shocking, and it's been shocking to our audience. We've been reporting on this, keeping it up front and making sure they're still aware that Joe Biden, though he hasn't finalized the agreement, is pushing, and this is a backroom deal. It doesn't involve Congress whatsoever. Somehow he can make some sort of arrangement to assign by executive order the WHO to be in charge of any future pandemics that would enter into our country.
Yeah, this is criminal. In my opinion, WHO was praising China's response to the COVID pandemic. We followed China's lead on that. China's never been a leader in healthcare, yet they're the ones that came up with the 6-foot social distancing, shutting down small businesses. They literally were welding their citizens' doors shut in their apartments, starving them, causing them to total distress, jump out of their skyscraper apartments to their death during COVID because they were being starved to death. That's China. That's the communist government of China. But what is the future pandemics? Well, Bill Gates said that we can expect 3, Ebola, smallpox, Spanish flu. Spanish flu hasn't been around for 100 years.
Yes, but exactly.
It was published how to make it, and they created it in a lab. By gain-of-function research, by genetic engineering, and so you got to say, who would be so stupid as to do that? Well, it's the same supervillains. We see, Denver Health in Colorado just vaccinated all their team of their employees for Ebola. And now there's a Wuhan Institute of Virology lab on 2.0 being built in Colorado right now, and they're going to ship in bats from China. Do you think this is starting to sound bad? And they also said that they're going to do gain-of-function research on Ebola at that lab in the middle of our country. What could go wrong, Bill?
Right, exactly. Well, Dr. Bartlett, we know, and we challenged this when we first heard about it from Dr. Fauci, this fancy term of gain-of-function, which really, the bottom line, it was a way for them to obfuscate biological warfare and the weaponization of right, and that is illegal. And so they found an end around, as some of these mad scientists and these evil people will do. And meanwhile, our government is sitting on its hands, and now you're talking about gain-of-function, opening a gain-of-function facility in Denver, Colorado? I mean, what didn't we learn under COVID and Dr. Fauci and all his shenanigans and how many millions of people have died for no reason, I guess?
Well, the call to action for our listeners is contact your congressman, contact your senator, contact everybody that's a government leader that you know near and far, and tell them what's going on and tell them that this is crazy. Stop this. But you can expect they have plans for future pandemics, and they've told us what they are wanting us to endure.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you hear certain sources lie to you over and over and over again that masking is effective, that the vaccines are safe and effective, period, you got to stop listening to those voices and listen to the Bill Martinez show. You need to listen to sources that are not having to change their tune.
Well, Dr. Bartlett, as you said, there is a system that is being set up here, and we know pretty consistently the voices that are bringing that out to you. I mean, Bill Gates gave us a warning, 2.5-3 years prior to COVID, and some could go back even to, I think, somewhere around 2010, where there was some utterance about a pandemic being just around the corner. And just like any other, situation and planned program, you have to observe how things are lining up. Like, for example, we saw what was happening, at least most of us saw what was happening in Ukraine. Russia wasn't going to the border of Ukraine to have some overnight bivouac. You know, everything was all set up for a military incursion. There's no doubt about it. And it's the same thing when you have things like this going on. There's certain elements that must come into play, and you start to observe that. And, you know, and I'm grateful for people like yourself and others who are seeing this on behalf of the American people, because the American people are busy. We're so focused on providing for our families, dealing with inflation and real issues, that we're not realizing the diabolical movements that are being executed by people that you think, wait a minute, these are American citizens. Why would they be doing that to us? Well, they do it because it's about money. And though they may be American citizens in name only, they don't hold to American interests.
Yes. So you say money. Pfizer collected $38 billion in 2022 alone from the COVID shots. Moderna collected $18.5 billion in 2022 alone from the COVID shots. Follow the money. And you're exactly right. The federal health care system has been weaponized against the American people. You have the top doctor of Florida, the Surgeon General of Florida, saying, stop the COVID shots. They're dangerous. They're not safe based on science. And then you got the top lawyer in Texas, the Attorney General Ken Paxton, saying, they're not effective. They lied to us about effectiveness, and I'm suing Pfizer over it. And so you got safe and effective, really? So every voice that says safe and effective, period, is contrary to the top doctor in Florida, the top lawyer in Texas, and the evidence.
Well, it's clear, and as they've said, Dr. Fauci lied, people died. And that mantra is very much appropriate. It continues today. This is why we cannot take them for granted. You know, we've been conditioned to listen to doctors in lab coats and stethoscopes, and we've given them all honor and glory. Unfortunately, this has got to be tough for you, Dr. Bartlett, because this is your profession, and it's being compromised. And doctors like yourself who speak out are the ones that are getting in trouble. They're, you know, I've two doctor friends down in Southern California. They wrote a book of how they saved the lives of 10,000 people during COVID. Nobody went to emergency room. Nobody went to the hospital. Nobody went on a ventilator. Nobody died. And for that success, they had to go to the Star Chamber up in Sacramento under threat of losing their license.
Yes, we're in an information war. COVID was a bioweapon made in a bioweapon lab. And so there's bioweapon labs across the world. And gain-of-function research is a fancy, confusing term that was created for the public for propaganda to make you confused, where you don't realize it's bioengineering for weapons. And so in Boston, Boston University bragged in press releases that they made a COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. During the middle of COVID, they were still doing gain-of-function research and bragging about it. The CDC lab that's in South Korea, that's right, CDC in South Korea, what's that all about? They also bragged during COVID that they had a COVID strain that they have created that has an 80% kill rate. You got to ask why they're doing these things and why this is being allowed. And where's the checks and balances? Where's the policing? But you're right, Fauci's a liar, and so don't listen to his ilk anymore. Listen to sources that are telling the truth. I was a top advisor for Governor Rick Perry for 7 years on the Health Disparities Task Force. And so I haven't had to change my tune. There's many doctors that are doing the right thing. If I got my car needs help, I'm going to call a mechanic. I'm not going to learn how to fix a car. I got to trust them. You got to trust doctors that are credible.
Exactly. Well, and this is what's concerning, Dr. Bartlett, is that doctors like yourself and the credible doctors, their voices are being canceled. And they're being blocked out by these other officials that are interested more in money and not the patient. And so we, the people, need to protect and honor doctors like yourself that are looking out for our best interests, right?
Well, yes, it's about free speech. That's under attack. The basic constitutional rights are under attack. Patient rights are under attack. I'm on the board of the nonprofit called Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency. We sue.
Gotta leave it there, Dr. Bartlett. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movement and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and our gratitude and appreciation for Dr. Richard Bartlett coming on and talking about the situation here. And, you know, anything that has to do with COVID, I have to announce this disclaimer to help you understand, is that, you know, the powers to be, I'm talking about, you know, the social media people that, you know, carry the show, not so much the host of the show, because we're so fortunate that it is very independent and they do believe in our First Amendment right. But there's other associated partners that are concerned, and they are, you know, I don't know, overly protective about anything that's discussed about COVID. And in fact, some policies, like with Facebook and others, you need to be aware of, you know, the main players in the social media realm. If you do not agree with the WHO, if you say anything against the WHO, they'll shut you down. They cancel you. But, you know, our desire and our objective is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because truth is power. This is what will save you. It is important for you to be aware of what's going on. So, again, our thanks to Dr. Richard Bartlett for coming on. Moises Estevez is joining us to talk about, well, let's go back and consider, since 1937, Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEF, has been sharing the gospel with children around the world and in the community, despite increasingly secularized institutions and schools. The Satanic Temple, you heard that right, the Satanic Temple, started after-school Satan clubs for one purpose, to expel CEF's good news clubs from public schools. Now, Moises is the executive vice president at CEF. He joins us now. Moises, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Actually, Bill, it's Al Parada.
Oh, Al Parada. Hey, what? Oh my goodness, Al. Hey.
Just got called.
Hi, how you doing? I guess
there's been a little bit of a mix up, I guess.
Yeah, just a little bit, because I don't have you scheduled until next week. But you know, it's always.
I thought I fell asleep for those Tuesdays. Like,
wait a minute. Yeah, exactly, and surprise, because I know that you've been having some you've been having fun with the family and all those good things, and not to mention you got first of year business meetings going on and the whole deal. Well, Al, after all that big wind up and everything, so anyway, I'm sorry to disturb you.
Well, I'm hanging out in a trash dump, so hey, you know my life is starting.
Well, I guess while we got you on here, let's talk. You know what's on the morning brew this morning?
Oh my gosh! I just had to call the Resolute. I started to do some of the political stuff on its own little thing just to keep the brew a little bit more light and fluffy. But you got the primaries, you've got the caucuses, you've got dropping out and then helping Trump by trashing Haley. I mean, all that kind of fun stuff.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is, so what do you make of, you know, you had the debate, which was interesting between, because you only had two people on stage, so it was quite revealing. I mean, clearly what came out, no doubt that, you know, Haley and Ron DeSantis, they're forces, but they're not Donald Trump. But you could see quite clearer anyway, you know, the difference between these two candidates. What did you make of the debate?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, especially the foreign policy thing. I mean, a lot of areas are politically similar, but in the idea of, like, what to do with Ukraine, and, you know, she's all in, just, you know, mm-hmm. pretty much like the Biden idea, just all in, forget about, just spend the money, just do it, it doesn't matter, because if not, you know, Russia's going to invade Poland and NATO and New York City, you know,
right.
the whole nine yards, whereas Sanders is like, wait a second, we have to think of, you know, stuff here. And they got into it a little bit, and because they're all trying to do the person who is the not Trump candidate.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that's all it is. They're wanting to be not Trump, because it's all about Trump. Trump's biggest competition is Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With his stuff. So, and then who's going to be the alternative? And it's like trying to get daddy's attention or something. I don't know.
I don't know exactly.
Yeah, and well, Haley rising, and DeSantis, you know, is in trouble if he doesn't do well in Iowa. And, you know, it could be a very interesting couple of days, I think, next
year. Yeah, it's going to be critical because DeSantis has to do well in Iowa because the next two stops favor Nikki Haley, right?
Yeah, and so then that becomes the big question. Does DeSantis drop out to help Haley or stay in the race to help Trump? If you're looking at 2028, what do? You hang out.
Right.
You hang out. Yeah, and so it splits the vote, and you get mad that people aren't mad at you, and you want to do this again, or you're mm-hmm. ready to do it. And you get to work on the things that you didn't do well this time out.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the guy can manage. He's a great manager. He's a good executive. Well, not a campaigner. Well,
right. But I think, but experience helps you out, and I think this is to your point. You know, and the longer he stays in, the more he learns. I mean, I see him improving with each debate. I thought his performance in this debate was his best performance, you know, because maybe it was just because it was just the two of them. So he had a little bit more time, obviously, and he had to be more on his game. But, yeah, I thought, he did a good job, and I think it was quite revelatory to your point that you know, you understand where they both stand in their positions. Although the other thing to consider here, Al, and I'm curious to get your view on this, is that here the Democrats went after Trump, 91 indictments, thought they were going to kneecap him, and basically what they did is they gave Trump a lot of free advertising because his name is in the news all the time. And it's like the old saying is, you know, I don't care, you know, even if you spell my name correctly, but just, you know, put my name out there, right?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Trump is one of these phenomenons where everything revolves around him anyway. I mean, that's,
exactly.
You just gotta say, Clinton was kind of like that, not to this degree.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton was kind of like that. It was all about Clinton. And this is, Trump is the dominant factor, and he's stuck on the oxygen out. and maybe that's a strategy they want to run against him instead of DeSantis or Haley. Maybe that's part of the strategy, which I think probably will backfire because Trump appeals to people that DeSantis and Haley can only dream about. I mean, I don't think there's any rappers putting tattoos of Nikki Haley on their thigh or anything like that.
No, I don't see that.
So it's just. They kind of need to happen, but the more they try, the less it works. So it's like one of the things, I should have learned this lesson. I was pleading it years ago. I said, leave Trump alone, you'll be able to fine. By messing with him, then it's going bad for you.
Yeah.
Like the person who filed the 27 lawsuits in different states to try to get thrown off the ballot turns out to be arrested by the feds for
I know.
Something like that. Sandy Lewis, right? Now, she's caught up in a scandal that has nothing, nothing to do with Trump. It does. But it's not, she gets caught, with a strange deal with her boyfriend.
Her married boyfriend on top of that, which not good.
The wife's lawyers want to have a chat.
Exactly. Well, maybe they'll meet with her at the White House in the middle of a meeting with Joe Biden, because she seems to be very comfortable in going to the White House and designing strategy, right?
And this is something interesting. Curious for a second. The idea that Joe Biden would coordinate legal attacks against somebody. Let's not forget that he's the guy who came up with the idea of going after General Flynn. Some obscure 19th century law, maybe 17th, 18th century law, 19th century law that nobody had used against anybody. That was Joe Biden's idea.
Right.
So this is nothing new. This is nothing new for Joe. And people kind of forget that he's an animal. He's a political animal. His brain might be mush at this point, but he's still a political animal. And the fact that he'd be behind this, because a fair election is something he didn't want to deal with. It's part of his history. Part of his makeup.
Well, and speaking of free and fair elections, this is what people are, increasingly more mindful of. They've been, actually. And, as we get closer and closer, to the elections. And, of course, the big kickoff will be Monday in Iowa. But that's the question they want to know. Is this going to be a free and fair election? Are we going to be able to do that? Have we sealed up the problems that existed in 2020 so that they do not, we do not have a repeat in 2024. That's the big question. And unfortunately, we got to wait until it happens, right?
Yep.
No, for sure.
And just blow it out above the margin of fraud.
Exactly. Well, Al Parada, thank you for guest hosting. Appreciate it.
Great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. So we've got the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family, Adam Holtz, the one and only. He joins us now. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Happy New Year. Did you get all your New Year's resolutions all fixed and focused and you're off and rolling on a positive step?
I mean, you know, I've gone through the whole cycle at this point. I made them. I had a good week. I've fallen off the wagon, and now I'm regrouping. You know?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, hey, that's what happens. I mean, you know, you have them out there, and I'm with you. It's like one of my friends said, yeah, I decided to turn over a new leaf, and I found the same thing underneath.
That's funny. You know, that feels like a dad joke, but as a dad, I definitely appreciate a good dad joke.
Well, you know, it's just, hey, it's all about our humanity, but, you know, this is what we love about new beginnings. I mean, you know,
that's
think
right.
About it, you know, when the Bible opens up in the beginning, and then, you know, you go to the New Testament and we're back at the beginning again. Let's start where we launched, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, along those lines, I think one of my favorite passages of scripture is in Lamentations 3, you know, where it says that his promises are new every morning.
Every morning.
Where, you know, our song, the great hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, comes from. And I think sometimes the performance side of me, and I'm not really a total type A. I might be like a type A minus or a type B plus. But you can look at your life and say, I need to try harder. And I think the invitation of the gospel is to try again. You know, that there's that opportunity for redemption, for a fresh start. You know, even something as simple as, I want to get my 10,000 steps in every day, right? You know,
exactly.
You have good days,
right.
You have bad days. And I've had some of both of those. And I don't like to call them New Year's resolutions because I feel like for me it's a setup for failure to label it. But certainly I'm trying to adjust some of my habits. And, you know, heaven knows there are plenty of them that need adjusting.
Right. Well, but I like what you said. You know, try again. This is it. And this is the heart of the Father. It is redemption. It's redemptive. I mean, how often are we supposed to forgive? Jesus said 70 times 7, you know.
Right.
You know, the apostle said 7 times, you know. That sounds like a lot. That's pretty good. Oh, no, it's right. 70 times 7. That's the heart of the Father, and that any beginning, as you say, whether it's every morning, it could be an afternoon, it could be a moment, it just could be a crisis at that particular moment, that starts a new beginning for you, and it's a time to reset and recalibrate based on the Word of God, based on the will of the Father, who says, Adam, I got great plans for you. I mean, not to do you harm, but to do you good. You know, can you trust me? The God who created this popcorn stand, and when you really, pause for just a moment, and I'll tell you, it does, it blows me away when I have those moments and I consider the majestic awesomeness of God. His creation and all this. I mean, whether you look at animals or you look at a fellow human being, I think it was C.S. Lewis said, I've never met a mere mortal, it's astounding, right?
That's exactly right. And, that God has created us in his image with such incredible dignity. And I am thankful, Bill, that I have good days where I am able to be thankful, where I'm able to be cognizant and, in sync with the blessings he's given me and recognize them. And then you have days where you're just submerged, right? I mean, not only are you under the surface, but it feels like one of those movies where you can't get back to the surface, even though you're swimming as hard as you can. And and I think that God, he tells us that he knows our frame, right? He knows what's in our hearts, and I'm thankful that Scripture says Jesus was tempted in every way as we were. So his human existence helps us, helps him and helps us to trust in him that he's not off somewhere as this untouchable being, but he knows our frame. He knows our pain. Yeah. And he invites us to bring those things to him day by day, good day, bad day, and everything in between.
Yeah, I mean, he's been there, done that, went to the cross. I mean, and that's
for me,
the deal
for you, for all of us.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And that's the thing, and you bring up a good point here, and I want to transcend into this for just a moment, because this is really important. Our culture has become so filled with animus, and that we're at each other's throats. And we got to stop for just a moment and think, as you look at that person, maybe the person that really bothers you the most. I mean, I've been challenged this past week, frankly, in dealing with some of the issues coming out of the Vatican and the Pope. And being raised Catholic, I've got issues. I mean, this is really, really hard, and I know it's hard on a lot of Catholics right now with this latest dictate that came out of the Vatican. Now, understand this, that, on this particular issue, the Pope is not infallible. This is not a point of infallibility. Right. This is an interpretive point, and we're challenged. Catholics are challenged by this, and I'm especially challenged by observing what's not happening in the Catholic Church. You have some priests that are speaking out, but there needs to be a unified effort to really, really clarify this. Otherwise, there is going to be a huge schism going on. And already, we see it in the Methodist Church. We've seen it in other denominations. But of course, this is all consistent. We were warned that these times were coming, that there would be this great apostasy that's taking place.
Yep.
It's just shocking to think that you're talking about a denomination in excess of 1 billion people, the leader of that denomination leading an apostasy. And so I have been challenged by that, and I have had to, confess and say, God, help me raise up the Pope and pray for him and pray for wisdom that, whatever it is that's influencing his mindset to think that he can countermand what you have clearly said. Wow, I mean, he's putting himself in a very dangerous position here as the leader of the Catholic Church, the vicar, the vicar of Jesus Christ, and to make those kind of, to make this kind of statement, it's like, whoa, I mean, it frightens me, as the Bible says, is that to find yourself in the hands of God to be judged is a fearful thing.
That's exactly right. And you know, I think you're alluding to the things that have been said recently about affirming LGBT relationships in
blessing
context.
You know, blessing, whether it's gay relationships or people who are not married and in sexual union, anything that we would consider to be a perversion, basically the dictate went out that hey, it's okay to go ahead and bless these. Bless these relationships and bless these unions. Going, whoa,
right.
wait.
And, you know, the trick is, and a trick is the wrong word, the theological tension is, how do we bless people without blessing their behavior? And that seems to be where things are getting so muddy, because I think anybody who has a relationship with Christ, I want to absolutely be affirming of every other human being as somebody created in God's image, as somebody God loves.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to step back and say that affirming them, and I'm using that word differently than it's used in our culture now,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean affirming that all of their choices are fine and dandy. And it's vexing to me that we have lost the ability to be able to say, I can love you as a person deeply and even by God's grace unconditionally, but that love doesn't mean that I unconditionally, you know, give you a blank check to say whatever you do behaviorally is mm-hmm. fine, not only in terms of sexuality, but any other, you know,
exactly.
form
any
of,
other
of
sin.
Sinful behavior, right?
Right.
And
exactly.
So our
no.
challenge is, like, I wonder if, and I'm not in the Pope's head, I'm not Catholic, I have seen and read some of those articles, there's this desire to say, we want to bless you where you're at. And I think the impulse is the right one, but to say that means that we're going to affirm your behavior when we know that it runs counter to what God has lovingly designed, you know?
Exactly.
That there's an intent and a purpose, and when you work against that, that isn't something that God can bless, the behavior.
Exactly.
And so it's just, it's so complicated. My wife works in church, and we talk about this all the time, you know?
Yeah. Well, the issue is the misuse of the word bless.
Exactly.
Who blesses? Who blesses?
Exactly.
God blesses, okay?
God.
You know,
right.
You sneeze, we say, God bless you. Okay, we don't say, hey, Bill, bless you. We say, God bless you.
Right.
All right, this belongs to God. So if you are going to take God's blessing and put it upon somebody, whoa, wait a minute. You're on hallowed ground here. Seriously. I mean, there are things we can do, I think, in terms of not affirming behavior, but affirming their identity in God that we can do for somebody in terms of praying for them, but instilling and transferring God's blessing upon something that God clearly has rejected. Whoa, man, I'm telling you, that no bueno. I think we're
exactly.
You see, and that's the issue. I think it's the use of the word. Maybe a correct observation, a wrong conclusion there, possibly. Pray for wisdom, that God would give us all wisdom to understand exactly how that should be expressed and how it should be affirmed. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it. Adam Holtz.
Want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com. No matter